you set, you put your stuff in there, whatever you wanted to cook.
Mm-hmm.
And it was put down on the ground, and it was covered all over with coals, and put coals on top of it. And the lid was made so it would hold coals, see?
I see.
You could put your biscuit, you put up your dough into small pieces, put it all in there,
uh-huh.
And make some of the best biscuits, but we never had one like that. So it was cold all the way around in there. That's what they call a Dutch oven. Got some of it shaped different too.
Uh-huh, uh-huh. I bet that was good.
Another thing a Dutch oven was used for is burying your gold.
Oh, really?
The people didn't believe in banks in those years. There probably wasn't no banks around here.
Uh-huh.
But they had uncovered these kinds of things many years ago. Dutch oven, they called it. They arranged the cowboys had in this great big cattle drive many years ago.
Mm-hmm.
One of the main kitchen utensils in the truck wagon was a Dutch oven where they cooked the biscuits in.
Mm-hmm.
Then he was free to do other way. I read so much about that too.
Uh-huh.
And it's quite an interesting type of life. How those people subsisted and on those cattle drives. They had plenty of meat. If you needed meat, just kill a cow.
Yeah,
though.
I guess so.
And there's flour and cornmeal. Cornbread was a big thing.
Yeah.
And cornbread and steaks. It wasn't cornbread and steaks, it was steaks and cornbread.
Steaks and cornbread, yeah.
And then they make biscuit once in a while. And every once in a while, they would come to a stream where there was a lot of fish. They would have fish.
Uh-huh.
And then every once in a while, they'd kill an antelope or kill a deer.
Mm-hmm.
To have a change in food.
Yeah.
And in other words, to live off the land, you might say.
Mm-hmm.
Then, of course, in those days, was prairie chickens and grouse or grouser, if you call it. You ever hear that word? G-R-O-U-S-E?
Yeah, yeah.
That's the type of prairie chicken, right?
Uh-huh.
And they say it tastes pretty wild, but they had that for a change. It's like
uh-huh.
something like a chicken.
Uh-huh. I've never had it.
And then wild turkeys. Plenty of wild turkeys in some areas.
You'd think they'd get some sort of vitamin deficiency from not having vegetables.
That vitamin wasn't thought of in those years. Who ever heard of vitamin?
Oh.
Now it's cholesterol and what's the other word that you use so much nowadays besides cholesterol? I can't think of it. It doesn't bother me at all, stuff like that.
That's good.
I eat anything I want to. Only things I don't eat is, I don't like things like red meat and spinach and similar things I don't like and I won't eat them.
Mm-hmm.
And there's plenty of other stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But as far as what's not died, no. I haven't got no lows. I can't chew. I want to eat peanuts so bad and can't.
Oh. Well, I have to give up some things, I guess. Let's see. Let me ask you. What do you call a container that you might put cut flowers in?
Vase.
Okay. When you set the table, like when your mother used to set the table, what all did she put down?
Nothing special, but a plate for everybody, knife and fork, spoon was in the holder, salt and pepper shaker was there was pepper sauce bottle was there. Sometimes Mama made her ketchup, homemade ketchup.
Oh, yum.
Yeah, oh, yeah. And when we kids had money, we'd buy a bottle of store ketchup. We'd drink it like it was water. I tell you the funny thing about things like that now. Baker bread.
Uh-huh.
You don't remember how baker bread was 60 years ago when you came.
No.
Baker bread that was about £1 loaf, 5 cents.
Wow.
Local bakery. Okay, we live in High Hill. We come to town across the country. 10 cents for a picture show, nickel for a loaf of bread. We buy the loaf of bread before they close up and go to the picture show, and the way home we eat the bread. In Lubbock, we had 6.5 miles to go like that.
Oh, yeah.
Two neighbor boys and us street boys, we go to town Saturday afternoon just enough to buy a picture show ticket and a loaf of bread. And our way home, we ate the bread. That's more fun.
I bet it was good, too. Well, tell me, was the baker bread as good as what your mother made or not?
Oh, gee, girl, that's so different. My mother made bread, but that's too much rye mingled. They made it too hard and too dry.
Oh, really?
And baker bread, we would have had that and eat a candy or ice cream or cake.
Huh.
Oh, okay, baker bread, that was a confection.
Huh.
Even at Christmas. Ooh! And then half a mile away, during the kids were getting high, there was a lady that she baked bread without using any whole wheat or rye. She used plain flour.
Mm-hmm.
And we knew when she baked. We had always some reason for being over there. Ooh, that wasn't out of this world.
Well, was it more expensive to use just plain flour instead of putting rye in it?
I don't know why.
Huh.
Like my daddy made sausage. My job was to ride to town in the Hawking in the morning and bring along I don't know how many pounds of beef.
Uh-huh.
Put too much beef in there, made it too dry.